So I wanted to start today by doing just a little recap. As you may remember, a couple weeks ago, I gave a homily about how it's important for all of us to be reconciled to God. That every time we go to the sacrament of confession, it's not merely about getting rid of our sins, but that Jesus desires us to experience a great transformation of mind through that sacrament. And last week, you may remember, Father Kevin gave a great homily on how it's not only important for us to be reconciled to God, but that we must also be reconciled to one another. Last week in the gospel, we heard, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault. And Father Kevin shared that beautiful story about JP2 and the man who shot him and how they were reconciled to one another. Well, today I wanted to continue this theme of reconciliation, but focus on how we are all called to forgive, not only for the sake of others, but for the sake of our own freedom. Because one of the things I think we can all struggle with in our faith is allowing Jesus to be the Lord of our life. And so often we desire Jesus to be the Lord of our life, and we say, Jesus, you are the Lord of our lives. But then slowly but surely we kind of take back control. We say, oh, well, maybe I can't give you that part of my heart. But St. Paul in our second reading beautifully wrote, none of us lives for oneself, and no one dies for oneself. If we live, we live for the Lord, and if we die, we die for the Lord. So then, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. For this is why Christ died and came to life, that he might be the Lord of both the dead and the living. Whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. You see, St. Paul understood that when we allow Jesus to be the Lord of our life, when we no longer live for ourselves, we experience deep freedom. That when we offer our lives to the Lord, when we say, you're in charge and I'm not, when we say, you're the judge and I'm not, we can experience great and profound joy by simply giving ourselves permission to just follow the Lord's will, to not have to be steering the ship all the time. But one of the ways we often lose freedom and prevent Jesus from being the Lord of our life is through harboring unforgiveness in our hearts. That when we fail to forgive others, we're not only hurting our relationship with them, but we're also hurting ourselves. And I remember hearing this quote one time. It said, resentment is like swallowing poison and expecting the other person to die. Again, resentment is like swallowing poison and expecting the other person to die. And this is similar to something we heard in our first reading. Wrath and anger are hateful things, yet sinners hug them tight. See, I think we all have had this experience. Like, no one wakes up in the morning thinking, you know, I want to be resentful today. Or, you know, I really would like to harbor some anger, some hatred in my heart. No one desires to feel that. And yet we can all have this experience of having that, of that coming up, that bubbling up sometimes when we experience the emotion of anger. But this is why it's so important to ask the Lord to help us to forgive those whom we need to forgive. Because oftentimes when we fail to forgive others, we find it incredibly hard to experience the Lord's mercy. And this is why we pray in the Our Father, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespassed against us. Because see, God readily forgives us. God doesn't hold grudges. God deeply desires for all of us to experience freedom and mercy. But it's us, ourselves, who often like to beat ourselves up for those past mistakes, for those relationships that didn't quite work out the way we wanted them to. It's often ourselves who we need to ask permission, to ask for forgiveness for, because we're holding on to these things in our hearts. And this is where, again, we try to take back control of our lives, where we don't allow Jesus to be the Lord of our life. But we must take that responsibility of judging others, of judging ourselves, and take that off our own shoulders and place them on Jesus' shoulders. And this is really what Jesus was trying to teach Peter in our gospel. See, Peter goes to Jesus and essentially asks him, you know, how often do I have to forgive my brother before I can write him off? Like, is seven times enough? Like, you know, seven strikes and then they're out. I don't have to worry about them anymore. Well, Jesus is saying, no, not seven times, but 77 times. Because see, what he's getting at is that we don't just forgive others for their sake. Yes, reconciling that relationship is incredibly important, as we heard Father Kevin talk about last weekend. But Jesus is also saying it's important for us to forgive others, because if we don't, if we harbor that unforgiveness, ultimately we can't experience his mercy. And this is why he gives us this beautiful parable, this intense parable. As we heard about this master who called forth all those who owed him money. And he calls forth this servant who is unable to pay this huge amount of money back and is going to have him thrown into prison along with his family and seize all of his possessions. But this servant gets on his knees and begs for mercy. And it says the master was moved with compassion. Because again, this is how God always treats us. Whenever we get on our knees before the Lord and honestly beg forgiveness, beg for his mercy, he gladly gives it to us. He gladly shows us mercy. And so the servant goes away, but what does he do? He goes to his fellow servant who owed him a much smaller amount and demands that he pay it back. And this servant does the same. He gets on his knees and begs his fellow servant to forgive him, to give him time to pay back his debt. But the servant doesn't show him mercy. He has him thrown in prison. And then as we heard, when the master heard of this, he called forth that first servant and had him thrown to the torturers. You see, what Jesus is really getting at in this parable is that we are incapable of experiencing the Lord's mercy, of really allowing that to transform our hearts until we are able to forgive others. But this doesn't come easy. Some of us carry terrible burdens and wounds from our past. Oftentimes, there are people in our lives that we need to forgive, not just once, but time and time again. That every time we experience that burden of unforgiveness, every time we experience that regret, we need to ask the Lord once again to forgive them. We need to tell the Lord that we forgive them time and time again. And this doesn't necessarily have to be face-to-face telling the person that we forgive them again, but we can merely tell the Lord, Lord, I forgive this person again for all the wrong that they've done to me. And I think for most of us, the person whom we need to forgive the most is ourselves. That so often we have these regrets, these past sins, which we really like to hold on to, that we really like to beat ourselves up with, saying, if I only hadn't done that years ago, or if this wouldn't have happened in my life, or if I wouldn't have treated that person this way, things would be different. But Jesus is inviting us to let that go, to forgive ourselves, to allow us to experience freedom, to allow him to be the Lord of our lives. And so, brothers and sisters, I encourage you to ask the Holy Spirit today to reveal in your heart any unforgiveness, anyone whom you may need to forgive. Maybe it's a parent, maybe it's a sibling, a spouse, or yourself. And then ask Jesus to give you that grace to forgive this person so that you may live in that true joy and freedom of being a child of God. And so, brothers and sisters, as I sit down, let us just take a few moments to really ask the Holy Spirit to enlighten our hearts, to reveal to us whom we may need to forgive.